Good, very late evening, audio boomerangs. Well, for all intents and purposes, good middle of the night. It is very late here, but I've been staying up listening to the results of the Canadian federal election. And I'm very happy to relate that we have had a sweeping Liberal majority win. So Justin Trudeau, Pierre Trudeau's son, is now our prime minister. And Stephen Harper has been basically forced to step down as leader of the Conservative Party. Woohoo! Goodbye, Harpoon! You've been a thorn in my side long enough, God knows, and in the side of the country as a whole, as far as I'm concerned. I would have preferred an NDP win, but I knew going into this that there wouldn't be a snowball's chance in hell of Thomas Mulcair becoming prime minister. Which is too bad, because at the beginning of the campaign, he was doing so well in the polls. Now, I haven't yet figured out if the NDP MP from my riding, whom I greatly like and respect, got back in, but I'm really hoping he did. I will have to look that up. Anyway, the purpose of this boo is, well, this is actually going to be a bit of a rant, so I hope you'll excuse me, but I think once you hear the reason for my rantage, you will understand. A little bird has kindly told me, I'm not going to mention names because I'm not sure if he'd be okay with this, that there are going to be some changes coming to Audio Boom shortly. This person that let me know is in touch with the leaders of the community, so he's hearing things ahead of other people, and this was why he knew and was able to let me know what's going on. Apparently, in the next update to the app, one will no longer be able to send direct messages or comment on boos, which I think is a load of absolute rubbish. And in fact, it makes me a very unhappy camper indeed, so much so that I just sent a friend of mine a DM and to talk about other things as well as this. But I did mention this in passing and almost dropped an F-bomb, which I try not to do in boos or in DMs because it's rather disrespectful. I swear a lot more in real life, so to speak, than I would like to. But I try not to do that in my communications with other people here on Audio Boom. So yeah, I was that upset that I actually did swear once and then almost dropped an F-bomb. As you folks will no doubt be aware, I'm a very prolific commenter and I've really gotten into sending DMs as well. I don't comment to be annoying, honestly. I comment because I'm really engaging with what I'm hearing and enjoying it, and it interests me. And I want to let people know. And in fact, I've had DMs from people saying, you're the only person that ever responds to my boos on a regular basis. Sometimes I wonder if I should keep up with posting because nobody else ever really seems to enjoy my boos. So I've responded and said, please keep up the great work. Eventually, you probably will be noticed by other people. I mean, gosh, when I first joined Audio Boom, I never expected to gain this many followers or to be this active. You know, it took a little time, but it does happen. So I always try to encourage people and say, keep up the good work. Don't stop posting just because you don't get comments. You never know how much people might be enjoying what they hear. But I comment, as a rule, to let people know how much I'm enjoying it or to express empathy with whatever they happen to be going through. Or just to express my interest in what I'm hearing. And to me, eliminating the comments is like cutting off a vital limb, it's like getting rid of a useful part of the body, and making that body as a whole no longer functional. it's going to really eliminate a sense of community, especially for me, because, you know, I do comment on a regular basis. And so my way of thinking about this is, okay, if you're going to do that, what's the point of posting? Or what's the point of listening if you can't interact with what you're hearing? If you can't engage with it, why are we even going to be doing this? So this makes me think that I'm going to have to stand down on my anti-social network stance and join Twitter, which is something that I have never wanted to do. I'm not even on Facebook. I don't care for it. It just never interested me. Audio Boom, I always thought was wonderful because one could hear all kinds of different voices and backgrounds and atmospheres and music and just really get a sense of what people are like. Twitter and Facebook don't give that to me. And frankly, I think both social networks, from the limited experience I've had, which is basically living vicariously through others, both social networks are rampant with melodrama. And Audio Boom has contained, at least for me, very little drama. So it makes me both sad and angry, to be honest, that this is possibly changing. Now, I don't know if one will still be able to comment or DM via the website. I tend to use the website more than the app. I only use the app usually if I'm out and don't have my computer with me. Sometimes I use it at home, but very seldom. Generally, I will use the website on my computer and comment that way because it's a lot easier for me than doing it on my phone. I will use my iPhone. I use it all the time, but I'm more comfortable typing on my computer. Even my Bluetooth keyboard, it's great to have it, but it's very slow. And some of the keys are sticking now, so yeah, I prefer to use the website anyway, so I don't know whether that's going to change or not. But why make these changes at all? It's like cutting off our noses to spite our faces or something. I don't understand it. To me, Audio Boom has always been about community, and that's going to eliminate a huge aspect of that. Audio Boom has actually helped me tremendously through a very difficult patch in my life. I can't express enough how grateful I've been for being able to interact with all of you and get to know some of you. There are certain people on here, some unfortunately more than others, just because I've had more of an opportunity to get to know some more of you than others. But yeah, there are some of you on here that have made a huge difference in my life, and I don't think you're aware of that as much as you should be. So if these changes happen, it's really going to affect me negatively. And, you know, I'm going to get to the point where I'll think, okay, why, if we can't comment, if we can't DM, why be on here at all? And that's going to be really sad. So I don't know if there's someone that I can talk to about this, if there's someone I can appeal to. Because I don't even see that these changes would be beneficial in any way. They're not necessary. We've got a good thing going here. Why can't we just keep it the way it is? Why can't we keep it up and make it better? I can't say enough how great I think Audio Boom is the way it is. And my life would be a lot emptier without it. I don't want to see that happen. I guess for someone like me, I tend to hold on to things that are a comfort or things that are really stimulating for me or really interesting to me because, to be frank, they're kind of few and far between. Especially now for me, I have a lot of short-term memory problems that I think are a result of all the